Next up, we have Michael Van Loon, who's been programming for over 30 years and doing C++ for over 20 years, which I like. Means he started before he was born. Currently, he works for F5 Networks and wants to show how you can be moderately competent when making assertions.
Can I borrow your dunkle?
Yeah. Thank
you. So, I apologize. This presentation was originally intended for a much more basic audience, but I figure that Kate had a strategy here where she accepted a whole wide variety of presentations, and somebody's got to bring up the other end, right? All right, let's see if this shows up. All right. So, what is an assert? It's just to state something positively, forcefully, aggressively, demonstrate existence. We're not going to talk about my manhood. The purpose of an assert is to validate input, check for something that happens every now and then, make dialogue box, well, maybe not. Asserts are to declare invariants or facts, things that should really never actually happen. The purpose of an assert is to say, give an expectation that a variable will never be a certain value or a state will never happen. And I say an expectation because we're writing complex code, and you know, sometimes you throw an assert in there just to see if my assumption really is true. That's okay, you know, if it's there for a little while. But if an assert remains in your code, really the expectation is that it's something that should never ever happen. The cool thing about that, of course, is if we've achieved that state, the assert can stay there to help us reinforce that assumption continues to be true in the future. So great. What are, you know? Who cares? What are they for? Who are they for? They're for, you know. No, hold on. The asserts are for you guys. They're for us. The user never sees them, or they shouldn't. You know. Therefore, and they're not supposed to show up in the release builds if you're doing that properly. So, are they good for error checking? Well, no. The user's never going to see them. No, they're not in the release code. And no, an error is something that you expect to happen. An error is something that you handle. An assert is saying that something should never happen. It's saying, I don't expect this assert to ever be useful in a way. So what happens when you assert? On Unix, your default behavior is you get a SIG abort, which makes your process die and go away somewhat ungracefully. And on Windows, you get a little pop-up dialog box asking if you know, you want to do something like debug it or, you know, make it go away. What's the use of that? Obviously, it's something that you as a programmer can use, but you know, your end users aren't really going to want to see that so much. What about servers? Well, okay, that's even a case that's a little bit further removed, because on a server, you might be sitting in a data center somewhere with 1,000 virtual machines, and your sysadmins are all of a sudden going to have a service that goes away for no reason. You got to go find the core dump. You got to send it off to support, and they got to figure out what's going on. Or on Windows, you're on a headless server. It has no monitor, and in fact, it has no desktop, or at least not one that you can get to. And there's a little dialog box there, sitting there, waiting for you to click it to tell it what you want to do. So your process doesn't even actually die. It just kind of hangs. All right, so then, if that's true, how do we use them? Well, let's see. First one, seems cool. We're asserting that at this point in the code, a certain state is always true. Sure. What about number two? We're certain that a certain point of the code, an object is always valid. It should never, ever be invalid at this point in the code. Third one is not input. It's, say we have an algorithm, and the output of that algorithm should always be within a certain range. Okay, that seems like a safe thing. Maybe not the fourth one, because we have no control over what our input stream might be. You know, it's expected that we might get something that is invalid, so we have to handle it. Number five, that's not cool for multiple reasons. Obviously, if we have memory allocation problems, it's going to throw an exception. But even if somehow we disable that and we get a null pointer, that's something you really need to handle, not just assert. And the bigger problem, of course, is that assert goes away in release code, and you don't even allocate an object. So, not cool. At compile time, there's static asserts. I'm not going to really talk about those too much because I'm already over my 5 minutes. And the cool thing on the Windows thing is the dialog box thing isn't necessary. It's just the default behavior. You can actually tell Windows to assert to a file instead of your console. Or on Linux, write a little wrapper that can do that for you. If they're so limited, why do we use them? Because they're great. They're self-debugging code. They help us say things that should never happen and find when they do. Other methodologies, unit tests, things like that. I'm concluding because I'm over time, but the thing that I want to stress as well is they're not your only tool. Use your unit testing, use your debug testing, use your brain. Think about your code. Add the asserts as an extra tool, but use them. And there we go.